At Raising Cane's, we hand batter every chicken finger, mix every cane sauce, butter every Texas toast, stir every slaw, and salt every fry. Because when you do it right, you can taste it in every bite. Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 8 on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Reminder, if you have any computer issues or watches or phones, one place to go is Computer Hardware in Lincoln, just south of 70th and O. Also go see, that's Trip of the team at 70th and O, Carney, Hastings, and GI, 46 years
Trip-tastic.
In business. Computer
Trip.
Hardware.
Go Jeremiah see Trip.
That's right. Yes. He'll be in studio at some point in June with us again.
I told Jake that Trixie, the first man she ever kissed was Jeremiah's dad. Jeremiah's dad.
Really?
Yeah. They were young. I mean, they were like 14. You know, I don't know
was
if
it
I
like a spin the bottle situation.
I don't know.
Or what happened?
They forced it to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Was it, yeah,
but that's why
they wanted.
That's why they were enthralled in conversation.
Yeah, yeah.
And Trixie was very enthralled. Yes,
she enjoyed.
That's when we went up to basically. I went and told her, "I go, Trip, you know who you're talking to? This is Sipple's ex-wife." He goes, "I did not know that. Did not know that."
Yeah, worlds collided that day.
Yeah, worlds collided. And then worlds collided with her dad and Trix when they were teenagers.
apparently so.
Okay. Anybody else? Okay. Any other makeout stories?
nothing more for you.
Anything else?
Is that uncomfortable? Yeah. I don't know. Just kids.
Reminder, we are out at Cedars on the front porch here at 6601 Pioneers Boulevard. Please donate at givetolincoln.com. Select Cedars. We want to see if you have proof you've donated. I don't care if it's a dollar.
We'll take a dollar.
Or 50 cents. You'll put it.
50 cents is a
screenshot as proof you did it at the text line at 402.
You could do better than that. Come on, Jake.
You could. Fine. $1 minimum fine.
Dollar.
Screenshot the fact you donated. We'll shout you out on the text line 402-464-5685 or the video stream. If you're listening from afar and you're not Lincoln, it doesn't matter. You can still give to Lincoln today. Wherever you're at.
This guy's coming in.
Give to Lincoln.com.
There's a guy coming in hot.
And we want you to honk your horn, too. Yeah, they're going to Talent Plus. Yeah, please honk if you're driving by in Pioneers.
If anybody's going to Talent Plus, wave them over here.
We want to see him here first.
Yes. Thanks to Tina for the donuts. Yes. She brought donuts.
She did. She did. We do have a softball game tonight, as we mentioned earlier.
Yes.
If things are on schedule, which it never is, it should be at 8:30 p.m. on ESPN, the fourth game of the day. Nebraska against Arkansas. We did say that there is weather involved here. There's also the fact that these games can go long. So 8:30 would be a miracle if it starts at that time.
Arkansas in its first WCWS. Arkansas, Rhonda was on the other day, said their lineup is very much like Nebraska's. The team's very much like Nebraska. They go lefty-righty. They do have two starters. You know, a lot of teams just have the one, like, who's the girl at Oklahoma State?
Ruby Malin.
Ruby Malin. She was just kind of that's their pitcher. They have two. One's a lefty, one's a righty, and they're good. This will be tough. Arkansas has had all run rules in the NCAA tournament. They have They have run ruled everybody.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's a wow. Now, Nebraska, of course, run ruled Oklahoma State twice.
They did. Correct.
So, I mean, I'm not going to say tough competition will be a shock to their system because both teams played a lot. Arkansas is the number two team in terms of strength of schedule. They obviously play in the SEC, so it's going to get real. It's going to get very real.
Get to the final, though. Are they any good? Well, they're the final eight team. So
you don't just fluke your way into this point.
No, generally not.
You're pretty good.
When you got to go through regionals and supers, no chance.
And you're just whipping. I mean, they got.
That's amazing, though.
Fordham 8-0 in six innings. Run ruled South Florida twice, 9-1 and 10-2. And then in the supers, Duke lost twice to Arkansas in five innings, 14-5 and 10-2. So they're equipped. Arkansas is equipped.
Nebraska, so far in the postseason, has allowed, I believe, three runs total. Three runs total through five games.
That'd be the two conversations going on right now. There it is. One team run ruled, and Nebraska gave up three runs. So
that's it.
Yeah, that's.
You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact you might not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. Pop over to Progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with discounts that are easy to come by. In fact, 99% of their auto customers earn at least one discount. Visit Progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary.
It's pretty amazing.
One to South Dakota, none to Grand Canyon, and then they allowed one in both games to Oklahoma State. That is it for Nebraska's pitching with Alexis Jensen and Jordy Fromm have been incredible so far. So
three current Huskers, previously Razorbacks, Lauren Kamenzine, Hannah Kamenzine, and Casey Hoffman. They came out of the portal. They came out of the portal from Arkansas. There's your rundown.
What's the word down there in OKC? Are we getting? Is there any breakers that can text in?
Yeah, is anybody making the trip down there? Anybody going to the College World Series
going
in Oklahoma
down today,
City?
If you're there, give us some updates on what's going on, because there's a ton of Husker fans down there. We know that. It's so easy. It's drivable.
It is. Six and a half hours. I mean, Bill, you made it to six, I think. You drove pretty fast.
Six and some change. Wasn't bad. No, it wasn't bad at all. I enjoyed the drive.
Do you?
Yes, enjoyed the
pretty
drive.
Pretty simple drive.
Six and a half. Oklahoma not in the field, Bill. Oklahoma. Yeah.
First time in 10 years they've missed this incredible. The first time in 10 years they have not made the College World Series.
Yeah,
that's
2015 was the last
year. Heck of a run.
Not in it.
Not in it,
So I don't know what that does. I wonder how that affects the vibe.
It affects the vibe because, it
has to.
Arkansas,
no,
that's
Okie State,
close.
Oklahoma. Yeah.
I mean, they're close. What's the drive to Oklahoma? I mean, from just that's not a far drive either. That one's easy.
No.
But I'm saying when you have the local team that's not there, that changes the vibe a little bit.
Sure.
It does change it.
By the way, Crowbait says, I just honked, but I'm at 70th. I'm at the wrong place. I got a weird look. I'm at 70th and Cornhusker.
He's at somebody's
house. You're the wrong side of town,
Crowbait. House.
What are you doing, man? Come down here to Pioneers Boulevard.
He's 9 miles from us. We didn't hear him honk.
70th and Cornhusker.
That's way up north. That's way north.
Well, I know. That's I'm. Where? But what's it? 70th and Cornhusker.
I don't know what he would think that would be, unless he was just honking randomly.
There's a plant out there, isn't there? Is there a plant?
I don't know about that.
You're right on the fringe of Havelock, basically. That's right where you're at.
You're almost out of town.
Yeah. Go ahead and honk if you want.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. Do this, Breakers. Honk wherever you're at. Even if you're not here, just honk.
See if we can hear you from across the city.
Yes.
Do it all at one time. Again, we're live at Cedars. Please donate today. GiveToLincoln.com. All donations matter. Select Cedars on there, and we would love to see you stop by, throw some cash out the window, or just say hi. We want to stop by and see us at Pioneers Boulevard, 6601 Pioneers
Boulevard.
We
haven't had any honks in the last few minutes.
Yes, if you're driving by, please honk. We want to hear from you guys. When we come,
can I throw something in?
I'll go ahead,
check quick.
Yeah.
At my mom's reception after the funeral was over, they had a reception, and my good friends, and you'll know one of them, Mike DiGiacomo, who ran 10-11.
Of course, yes.
And then Mike Searles, my other great friend, who was a Plainsman I played football with, and he basically runs Omaha now, so that's a cool thing. So they're both at it, and one of these ladies walked up to him and just said, I love watching both of you with Bill on YouTube on early break. They thought that Mike DiGiacomo and Mike Searles were Sipple and Shake.
What?
And they went with it.
Do they look
like it? No, they don't. Not at all. You wouldn't even remotely mistake.
No.
Not at all.
I don't. I know what
DiGiacomo.
I know what he looked like.
They thought that we were them.
They were us. We just love you on the show.
And they
never said anything. Just let it go.
Yeah.
I like that. Just let that go.
Didn't question.
Say, thank you. We enjoy it. It's been a lot of fun.
We did have a moment yesterday also. I forgot to tell you this. But
we know sports.
Yes. Yesterday we were wrapping up the show, and there's a gentleman from Denton, Texas, and his friend from Lincoln.
Oh, yes. This was kind of embarrassing for
me. It is. He's like, hey, love the show, and no offense to you guys, but we did come here to see Bill.
I went over to say hi, and I thought they were pleased.
It's like, oh, we love the show, but no offense to you guys. We did come to say hi.
The fellow from Denton said that.
Oh, man, I missed him.
Yeah.
Are they still in town? Can they come by here?
Yeah, they're in town.
He's still in town.
If you're listening, please drive out to Cedars. I'd love to meet you.
No offense.
He said, there's a honk there. He said no offense.
When you say no offense, you've already offended.
We're here to see Bill.
He did exactly what he said, word for word.
It was very humbling.
When we come back, Song of Day
over to him.
Is next on Early Break of the Ticket, live from Cedars for Give to Lincoln Day.
You're listening to 93.7 The Ticket, 7 hours of coverage of Give to Lincoln Day from Cedars at 66th and Pioneers. Donate to Cedars anytime, all day at givetolincoln.com.